My name is Neil Kulkarni, and you're listening to Excel Podcasts, the perfect career exploration podcast for any student out there.
We have our guest here today. I've told her a little bit of what this podcast is for my English class, what we're really going to dive into about learning. So I think I'm just going to let her give a quick introduction. So, if you can give your name, what college you attend, what year you are, if you have an intended major, like, what are you thinking about studying, and just how the college experience has been so far for you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Ravina. I go to the University of Michigan. I'm a freshman here. And I don't actually know what I'm like intending to major in. Like, it's honestly gotten a bit more complicated to me since like I've been here, but I'm thinking maybe like a psych major and trying my hand at comp sci too. So we'll see. But I haven't actually taken a comp sci course yet. I'm gonna do that next semester. We'll see.
I've heard CS, at least here at UVA, is super hard, and like Michigan, yeah. Like it's an engineering school, right?
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, I've heard it's pretty difficult here too. So like, I don't know. Well, I'm excited to try it because I think it's cool to try new things, I guess. I mean, I think it's a pretty challenging school to be at, like any other university, but I really like the classes that I'm taking. And I think like having had so much flexibility and like such a wide like span of classes that I could pick from, that like made me more like look forward to like the classes I'm taking, because the high school I went to was very, very small, and I didn't have a lot of like, you know, flexibility. And I don't know, I thought like just coming here and having such a like literally a plethora of different things I could explore. And like, I'm taking a class called Anthrobio, which is like literally about human evolution, and I like, it's weird because it's like about like monkeys and then homo erectus, but it's like something I've never really learned about, and I'm really liking it.
At UVA, like, it's such a huge school, like we're probably not even meeting like 60-70% of the other side, just because like,
yeah, you know,
even though we go out, we go to different classes, we do all that, like it's such a big school. So I think like, even with that, like part of it can be like learning from other people is so important. I've sort of understood that coming here, like, you know, going to high school, like it's sort of like a small knit community. And for you, it was even a smaller community, like going to like a private school in California with like only all girls. And now you're venturing out into a co-ed environment. It's like just having like conversations like I'm having right now with you is like, I think like a must. You learn so much from it. And I think like, that's sort of like one thing that maybe like going to like a private school, or like if we're talking about a much smaller school, like say Northwestern, like Northwestern's class size is a lot smaller, right? So for them, it's a lot easier as learners, as students, to, you know, venture out, meet like everyone in the school, as opposed to us where we literally have over 30,000 kids.
Yeah.
I think Michigan has more. Like,
yeah, we have a lot of people here.
Yeah, so I mean, there's good and bad to it, but you know, again, like this conversation is really just about learning. I guess going into learning for like from both sides, like a student from UVA and then a student from Michigan, just I guess seeing how everything's evolved over one semester of learning, and that too after a full year of virtual learning. I think you went to school a little bit in person, or
it was like hybrid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, virtual learning, I hated it. Like it was terrible for me in high school. Like I know I'm assuming you had a similar experience. So I guess like because of this sort of hybrid environment, like people have sort of gone to other avenues to learning, right? Like I think especially like during 2020 and now even 2021, like the avenues of education, they've sort of exploded. There's like new pathways. And ultimately I think everyone just has their own reasons for a college education. Like, you know, whether it's a job, it's like they actually want to pursue their passion, or sometimes people are just going for the money. Like, let's be honest, like that's a big reason, because even like family stability super important.
Yeah.
So just sort of going big picture, like after one semester, like what do you think learning has just meant to you? Like what's your interpretation of learning in college?
Yeah. I think that's a pretty interesting question, because if I'm thinking about like, oh, why am I at college? Like I feel like growing up, at least in the environment I've been in, it's kind of just been engraved in me that like, oh, you go to elementary school, middle school, high school, and then college. And I'm lucky enough to have that to be almost like an expectation of me. But that wasn't really like something I gave much thought to, because it's just like, it's a way of life where I'm from, and like everybody around me kind of just considers a college education to be pretty normal, right? And so I never really thought about like, oh, does this, like, what am I gaining from going to college? Like, why couldn't I just go straight into the workforce? And I think in terms of like learning and how, like, what am I gaining from college is like obviously an education and like the opportunity to expand my learning. And I think I really appreciate, I've gained a lot more appreciation from that, for that. I feel like this past, actually something interesting that I've had the opportunity to do this semester and next semester too, is I've been teaching like a course about applying to college to prison inmates who are juniors and seniors, and they are, you know, going through that process of, you know, like scouting out schools and like seeing how eligible they are to be able to go to college. And that made me appreciate the fact that I've taken it for granted to like be able to go to college, number one. But number two, like teaching kids like about what it means to receive such an education, I think that opened my eyes to like how powerful learning is, and like how few people have the opportunity to do that. So
it seems like, you know, you've had so many different experiences just coming into a big public university. I know we sort of hinted at that before. And like, I guess sort of building off what you said, I think I've had like a similar experience. So, I mean, my teacher in English knows this. Whoever has read my draft for like my midterm portfolios has. But like one of the things I do on the side to like, I guess, learn more about different career fields and like social media, like how to build something of my own, is my own career exploration podcast, XO podcast, shout out. So like that's like one of the things that I do. Like I took a bit of a break from time to time just because how hard a college can be, like what the workload is. And that's also because at the same time I'm doing a remote internship at an athlete and influencer marketing agency. I got that like in August of 2021 before I came here. So it's been a lot of learning both inside and outside the classroom. Like I've understood, like you said, like how important it is to appreciate every opportunity you get to learn. Like I think coming into UVA, I'm here to do good. I'm here to get good grades, like get that 4.0, I guess, like you want to achieve the best, right? But at the same time, like going through all these classes and then like doing this internship on the side, the podcast, like seeing all these different clubs, I think it's just really made it clear to me that like my perspective just kind of shifted about learning. I feel like it's a lot more about just making the most of every opportunity rather than trying to go for the result. It's like if anyone watches basketball, like Joel Embiid, trust the process, right? It's like trust the process, like enjoy that, because like you're gonna get more out of that. And like I did through my internship with like sort of learning these career skills, like, you know, working with brands, talking to athletes, talking to influencers, like building partnerships. And then like with XL, like I'm doing like anything and everything I can to just listen to different advice, like talking to professionals in sports, talking to students like you, like so I can help like, you know, younger high school students. I've done like basically a bit of everything. So I guess this sort of brings up to the point about how like both of us are doing learning both inside and outside the classroom. So I guess moving into the next question, with respect to like pursuing your passions, do you think learning inside or outside the classroom, I guess the college classroom, is more beneficial?
Yeah, that's an interesting question too, because I feel like we've both only been in college for like a few months, right? And so like I think learning inside the classroom has been like very strictly about like, you know, I don't know, at least for like this anthro bio class, I have to like memorize all of these like different like, you know, vocab words. And for math, it's kind of just like get through the problem. And I think like trying to like you said, shift my perspective about like why am I doing these problems, like I think having done that has made learning inside the classroom a lot more, I don't know, valuable to me. Yeah. Because like in calc, like I don't know, personally it's not like the most riveting subject, but like I find it more like important, I mean interesting, when I like actually give myself the time to, you know, go into it and like figure out why is this such a big deal, and like why am I learning this in the first place. And like I'm taking a poli sci course too, and so that kind of learning that's pretty like, I'd say I've gotten a lot of like inside the classroom exposure and outside the classroom exposure from like doing my own kind of like, you know, like talking to people about what I've been learning and like talking to like friends, because it's like such a political science is such a like, you know, you learn a lot from like talking to other people about it and like gaining perspectives. So I think that like just diving deeper into like what I've been learning has made learning inside the classroom a lot more valuable. But then on the other hand, learning outside the classroom, I feel like the clubs I'm in, like, I don't know how well I can, like, you know, equate this to. I did the prison education thing, which is very interesting. And then I'm doing this other thing where I, like, basically talk to senior citizens just, like, once a week just to, like, you know, make their day more fun. And, like, I've, like, been you have, like, kind of a buddy, so that's that. And then I've also joined the Bhangra team, which is like an Indian dance group. Okay. Yeah. And so I guess it's like very different kind of learning that we're talking about here, but I think it's equally as valuable because it's kind of helping me figure out like what's the kind of person I am and like what kind of, it's shaping the way I see the world, like how I understood the value of an education better after doing the prison education project. And like even just talking to like these senior citizens and like learning about their lives and like their experiences, I feel like that's a very like similarly valuable kind of learning, because it matters to like listen to like these people's stories. And then my Bhangra team, like I'm learning Bhangra, like that's a pretty big deal to me considering I'm not that good at it. But I think that's also shaping like the way I see the world and like how I feel that I fit into the world. So I think they're both very different kinds of learning. And I don't necessarily know that one is more important than the other, but I think they just shape myself as a student and as a person in the world differently. Yeah, I mean, I just find them to be very different kinds of learning, especially because like I'm not doing any like academic right now, like any academic extracurriculars. So like I can't like necessarily like see that many parallels and be like, oh, this one is like more important to me. But yeah, I found them both to be very valuable. Yeah.
No, that I want to touch on that like academic club point you brought up. So it's different at University of Michigan, right? Ross Business School, like great business school, like a lot of people know about it. Same like McIntyre, like very well-known school, but Ross is direct admission. So if you get in, into the school, you'll know as a high school senior, if you get in or not, you'll either get in into Ross or then you'll get into the College of Arts and Sciences, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, LSA, is that what it is?
That's correct.
I know my Michigan terms. so, you know, that's one thing. But then with McIntyre, it's not direct admission, right? It's 2 years into it. Like, so a big thing is the comm clubs. That's a huge, huge part of it. Like, I'm starting to realize how more important they're becoming. And I'm not in any one of them. I literally got rejected from every single one of them.
I'm just putting
it out there. Like I didn't apply to all of them, so like you know, there's still like the spring cohorts and stuff, But like the ones I applied to, like some I straight up got like the same like auto generated email.
Yeah.
Some of them, like I got to the final, like one of them I got to the final round. I really wanted that one. And then I got rejected. It sucks. But again, like I think we were coming from like high school where like there is competition, but like it's more of like getting into college, and it's like for a very small like time frame. So it's like not as toxic as college is. And especially like with us, like we're like a specific example because we had COVID. So like all the college stuff and like all that, we did that at home, like just literally at home. I know we did that if we didn't have school, but like we'd probably do spend a lot more time at school doing that, talking to our friends about it.
Yeah.
I don't think it happened as much because there was COVID, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, then you're coming, or at least in my case, I'm coming to UVA. And I realized like how much more the competition actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like sort of understanding that when you're trying to learn like outside the classroom, like for me, like rejection is going to be a good big part of it. Like
yeah, I totally have
to accept that. Like I'm not going to be like the MVP of everything, right? It's understanding that failure is a big part of it. And like I've sort of learned to cope with that as a learner. But then I did want to like take a step back because you brought up like with your anthro bio class. With that class, you kind of talked about like how it's a lot of memorization, it's a lot of reading and like understanding like vocab terms, which I mean with some classes you have to do that, like it's just like sort of needed. It still happens from time to time throughout my like current semester, like as we're coming to a close, but especially in the beginning, like I remember like going to lectures, especially like the big ones, like the 100 to 400 ones. Like I have econ, which is like almost 400 people, and astro, which is astronomy, sorry, which is 100 people. And in that, like both of them, like although I do enjoy it, like obviously enjoy econ a lot more because I'm like a pre-commerce student, like and astro, like I mean it's like I wish it was a little bit more hands-on, like as a learner, that's one thing I've realized too, like I'm a lot more better hands-on, and like sort of like with astronomy especially, like going through that class, like I want to be more like actually going out into the field, like seeing different objects, like learning from my professor like what these different features are. But then like we're basically like doing this thing where like it's just PowerPoint slides, like rush to get the notes down. Like at one point I literally just like stop taking notes. I just stopped taking notes. Like why would I spend my time taking notes? I can't even learn anything. And so like I immediately connected that to like actually one of the readings we did in class, which is the banking concept of education. So I don't know if you've like read on it or not, but basically it's like, long story short, the concept is that like a teacher is just feeding students information, and the students simply just like going through repetition, memorization, and they're basically like robots. At times I felt like that. I'm just like literally I didn't feel like I was learning. I just didn't, like, you know, it was a lot different than like I said, like the outside part of the classroom where I was like doing my podcast, my internship, like talking to all these people, talking to the lovely Ravina Lele, you know, like doing all that was like a lot more helpful. So like I didn't want to ask you, like you kind of hinted at it, but was there ever a point like in your semester where like you kind of felt like a robot? You didn't really feel like you were learning. It was more just about like cramming information where you're in your head. Or like you can just be honest and say, you know what, like at Michigan, like I've been having the complete opposite experience. Like this is the type of learning I want to pursue. And like this is what I want to do going forward into my next, if you choose to say, 3 years, 4 years, or like grad school, like whatever else.
I mean, okay, I would say I empathize, or like I feel like this, I've been through like basically the same thing that you have, because like, okay, in this anthro bio class, first of all, my professor talks like a million miles per minute, or wait, no, like really fast. She doesn't
miles a
she speaks really fast, and it's like I'm just like looking at the slides and literally like writing it down. I might even have the slides up on my laptop and copy and paste it, which is even worse for retention. But I'm just like doing everything I can to like keep up, and like you said, I don't feel like I'm actually like gaining anything from it. So yeah, I've literally done the same thing where I'm like forget it, I'll just listen to her and like actually try and like, you know, digest what she's saying, and then I can go back and like take notes on the textbook or on the slides as well. later. And I think that helped me a lot, like in terms of feeling like I'm actually gaining something from the class. And in you did, like, you talked about how there's like a lot of vocab in this class, or I talked about it first, yeah. But I think those kind of classes are kind of intimidating to me because it's like, you know, I don't even have a very good memory to begin with. And like, I feel like once I start connecting everything and like getting it all together, like all of a sudden I want to be an anthropobio major, if that's all like even a thing. Cause like, I feel it feels really good when you've actually learned something. Like, I think when the feeling of having actually mastered something and like knowing something back and all the way through, that just, it's a really good feeling. And so like, I think when I've gotten to that point, I don't feel like a robot anymore. Cause I'm like, usually, at least in this class, I have to like teach myself a lot to get to that point. But that's the one thing I would say that I don't really like about like the classes that are just like, you just sit in the lecture hall and like try and like take in everything they have to say, is because I don't feel like I'm learning. I feel like I have to do the learning myself outside of class. Yeah. Which is fine, but yeah, I think I can definitely like empathize with what you said.
I mean, it seems like it's a bit of both, which I think like is probably what's gonna happen. This is something that like I wish, I don't know, it's like it's been kind of like another like sort of shift in my learning, like in my evolution as a learner, is that like there's gonna be a lot of stuff in college when you're learning that you're probably not gonna end up using. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of knew it, but I didn't want to come to terms with it. It's like, you know, when you know something is probably true and you want to like, I'd be like, oh, like this is actually happening.
Yeah.
I felt that. And like, even like, especially when I was like talking to my brother, like about it, like, you know, like some of this stuff, why do I need to learn it? Like, it's not relating to anything I want to pursue. Like, it's like, you know, like not everything in college is, I guess from my perspective, is going to be like fully like taken advantage of. Like, you're going to learn like everything to like a certain point, like to whatever a certain point you have to and then want to,
right?
But at the same time, like, it's like, yeah, I just like sometimes you just have to take classes to take classes.
Yeah.
That's sort of like one thing I've also like learned coming to college, even though there's so many options, like you said, there's so many options, it makes you so excited to learn. But at the same time, that also means like, it's like there's a side of like I'm like a business major, right? So I want to like take all those classes and whatever else interests me, like social media, content creation, entrepreneurship, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, like, I wouldn't mind taking like some like a writing course that's like completely different. Mm-hmm. But then like, it's probably going to be required in my like overall education. But then when it comes to like something like math or something, which I have to take like at least like one or two courses, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just coming to terms with that as a learner is like, I guess, another big thing. And also like how fast paced learning is.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up calc. I'm not in calc, but I know a bunch of friends in calc since, like, you know, a lot of people take it. If you don't know some sort of
I'd be in big trouble, like, honestly.
You know calc, like to some extent, right? Like, so you
I know, I was just gonna say I took calc and I'm in this class and it's not necessarily the easiest class. It's literally like we're learning all the same stuff. Like, my GSI is not mine, like skipping right over like all the explanations. Like, he'll just write all the formulas down and like we have to use it, but we don't get the same level or like depth of like analysis or like understanding why we do certain things. And so I feel like if I were a student that hadn't taken calc before, I would just be like so lost because of the pace that we have to go at.
Even econ, like, it's, I have like prior experience because I took it in senior year.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really, like, you know, I didn't really learn as much, you know, like, mm-hmm. because of COVID and stuff. Like, I simply didn't like learn as much. And now I'm coming here, although I do have a foundation, it's not like the best. So it's like, mm-hmm. coming to terms that like learning is going to be a lot more fast paced in college. And like, mm-hmm. like, thank God I'm not taking calc, because like, it, like, it's like if you don't have experience, like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
So, like, that sucks, right? Because it has a toll on like a lot of things, like, you know, just like, you know, if you're trying to do bhangra and you're like, damn, I don't want to do calc homework after this.
That's happened too many times.
I know it has. Or it's like the biggest thing, which, like, you know, going in psychologically, is like the mindset. right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, yeah. Ultimately, like, the mindset is like, I think, a huge aspect. It's a very underrated aspect, in my opinion.
I agree.
With learning, right? Because, like, I guess going into like a bit of like mental health, right? Like, yeah. My experience so far with that and in relation to learning is like, I had COVID early September, as you know. And like, it definitely took a toll on me. It was so much to the point, I was literally in my room majority of the day, like, especially like in the beginning, I didn't even step out. And then like later, like when I was getting better, I would have like select spots I would sit in. Going on to learning with it, like, come on, like, it's just like, at first, like, I didn't even do anything. And then I like realized that I just had to. And yeah. Like, it just kind of went back to that point of like, I needed that 4.0. I needed that A, like, and then it like hit me, like, how am I going to like be perfect, right?
Yeah.
I came to UVA thinking like, you know, I need to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, I've come to terms that like after this like sort of COVID experience, that it's okay not to be a perfect learner.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, forget even perfect learner. Like, I think I am striving to be a perfect learner, like, you know, like have all these learning skills. Like, it's like that stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I hit a huge roadblock. It kind of relates to like another reading we did, like the fixed versus growth mindset. I mean, I'm sure you know, like, what that is, like, you know, like, basically a fixed mindset, which I had definitely, like, I basically thought everything was over. Like, what are, like, the long-term implications, not just on my health, but, like, my learning, like, everything was pushed 2 weeks back, but in reality, I think it was probably pushed back more, like being on my laptop even more and stuff like that. But then like, also the growth mindset side of things, like, I tried to stay positive, look into how can I turn this experience into something positive with my learning. Yeah. Maybe if I have the energy, spending more time on something like outside the classroom or spending more time reading, like doing that. So like, I think like in college, it is super important to like care about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so like we aren't so focused on the grades, but like more the actual learning and enjoying what we're reading, enjoying what we're doing, like enjoy who we're talking to, you know, like stuff like that. So I guess going into that, like going into mental health in college, like people say like there's been big pushes towards it, but I don't think anything's changed academically because of it. And I don't think anything like as like fundamentally has changed. People are so stressed when final season comes, which is coming right now. People are stressed. There isn't anything to be done to like stop that, like, oh, I have to cover so much content, so much of my time, and then eventually it's going to hit you, like students get burned out. I know we can't eradicate mental health completely.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think there needs to be a big push towards addressing mental health and college by like specifically shifting learning to meet those needs? So like from an academic perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think like our main motivation, like you just talked about, was like, you know, striving to be the perfect student and like getting that 4.0 and like we have competition around us. Like, this is a competitive world that we live in. And like, these are the parameters that we have to meet, you know, like there are expectations to be, you know, like academically excellent in every way we can be. And I think the way in which like we are like expected to do that is a little flawed, because like I'm talking about anthrobio a lot only because I've struggled with it a lot, but basically our grade is comprised of four tests, and there's like, you know, 10% participation, but the four tests, and if you bomb one, then you're basically like either playing catch up the rest of the semester or you're just doomed, which is not a like great way to feel when you're trying to learn and enjoy something, right? Like I didn't necessarily bomb a test, but two of them didn't go my way. And
it's okay though, like even like econ, like I did really good on the first one, but I'll be honest, I did not do good on the second one. I didn't do good. So it's like that's a part of the learning process in
college. Yeah. And I feel like it's annoying because a lot of people say like, oh, it's a part of learning. Like you know, you're going to fail. And that's true. Like you should have the leeway to fail. But I feel like in these classes, you don't. I just find it difficult to like, feel like, oh, it's okay to fail. It's okay. Like everybody, you'll bounce back when, like, literally it's, they make it so difficult to do so. And so, like, in one of my classes, poli sci, what they've done for the grading system is it's like a bucket of points. So, like, if you don't, you'll ever say you have an assignment, it's worth 50 points, and you get 40 out of 50, you're not going to get an 80 on the assignment. You're just going to have 10 fewer points. And then you can do as many assignments as you want to make up and, like, get to the, like, 4,000 points as an A. So, like, that makes it a lot less discouraging when you don't do well in something, because first of all, like, the consequences are a lot lower, and all you have to do is just do an extra assignment here instead. And so I've really enjoyed that system, as long as you can, like, plan it well, you know, allocate, make sure you get everything done. In terms of, like, thinking about why they have these, like, consequences, is like, okay, why do they make it such a big deal when we don't know something, right? Like, what is that all about? And I guess it's like, you have to, there, like you said, there's competition in this world, and, like, that's just a way to set, like, people apart. Like, did you do the work? Did you learn? And, like, I don't know, I find it annoying, again, that, like, learn, like, in some classes, our, you know, expectation of learning is, like, you know, just chewing up a bunch of information and then spitting it out. And, like, that's
the banking concept of education.
That, exactly that. Or, like, in math, I'm just, like, you know, trying to use formulas and, like, you know, remembering, like, oh, I kind of, that's what I did there, like, maybe it'll work here. But I don't feel the same level of satisfaction as when, like, I actually figure out, like, why things work together. And, like, I think in a sense, like, college moves so fast that, like, I don't have the time to go into that depth of, like, analysis and understanding of everything. But, like, I think that's just, like, how it works in this world. If you want to, like, learn as much as we're expected to in such little time. And I think that's, I guess that's all okay. But I don't know. I think the whole grading thing is, like the way my joy for a class can completely drop when I feel like, oh, I just completely failed that test, and now that class is, like, just not fun to me anymore. Like, that takes so much away from it. And I think, like, the point of going to college and the point of receiving, like, further education is so that, like, we can learn and explore and not, like, feel like we're in this race where we have to, like, you know, be perfect. Like, learning isn't about being perfect. It is supposed to be, like, about failing and making mistakes. And, like, I think there's a lot of, like, flaws in that, in, like, what learning is.
It's getting real as we come so close in this conversation. Like, no, yeah. Like, it's, you know, like, it's like, it seems like both of us have kind of understood this. It's like, goes back to the thing, like, we don't want to accept it, even though it is there to some extent. Like, learning, like, in college and eventually the real world is no joke. And, like, especially, like, with how fast paced it can be, how much, like, we're sort of required to pick up things so fast. Like, I think one thing I've understood that as a learner that I need to do, is really just take advantage of breaks, right? Like, Thanksgiving break, fall break, like, or yeah. You have, like, a day when I don't have as much homework, like, getting sleep, like, doing the things that are not necessarily, like, specifically related to learning will help me as a learner indirectly.
Yeah, totally.
Doing those things, like, during Thanksgiving break, I probably didn't do as much learning as I maybe I should have to stay ahead, but mm-hmm. It gave me a recharged battery. Like, I needed it. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Playing basketball, hanging out with my friends, like, mm-hmm. My brother after a couple of months, mm-hmm. You know, just, like, watching movies, like, having my favorite chicken restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Wu Boy if you're Northern Virginia. But, you know, like, it's like, understanding that about, like, learning, it's like, it's a real thing. It's a very stressful thing, and it's like, again, it's like, it's all very realistic, but at the same time, like, taking advantage of all these other things, like these breaks, like, just coming to terms with what's going to come ahead is going to help a lot. So, like, you know, like, we're coming to a close this, like, conversation. I just wanted to end with, like, one last question that, like, just, I guess, culminates the entire conversation we've had, like, and especially in recent talks with, like, us going into a COVID pandemic, like, a lockdown and everything. And like, I know we've highlighted all these struggles from both of our experiences, but also the positives, right? There's a lot of great things about college. We can't deny that. Meeting people in all these clubs, opportunities, like we've already all said that. But at the same time, like with this hybrid environment and how like higher education is sort of changing, you know, like it's like at times we can feel like robots, like the money's a lot, you know, coming across the nation, like you're from California, but you go to Michigan. So it's a big move. Like it's a huge transition going from to like literally halfway across the nation, living alone. Like you're still like majority of the time, like on your own, even though you have like, you know, your brother, like you have all your friends, like to help you out always. So like, you know, college is like, it's a very real thing, but it's like, it's an experience that is voluntary. You don't have to go to college if you don't want to, or if you don't beneficial for your learning. All these, like, especially like all this, like this field of entrepreneurs, creators and all that have really like asked the question, which is what I want to ask you, is like, do you think college is worth it for all types of learners, like majors, like do you think it's like worth it? Like what's the best answer you think you can give on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. And I know I've had a lot of like, you know, complaints and like nitpicks about like what, like learning here. And I mean, things that are, you know, general to a lot of colleges, but in my opinion, college is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like, I love it. It is awesome. I love being in an environment where like learning is, you know, basically the whole point of being there. And you're with such intellectual thinkers and, you know, people who like see the world differently from you. And like, you're never going to have a time in your life again where you're surrounded by so many people from such different places, different backgrounds, who are influencing the world you see, like the way you see the world, like every conversation you have, you know, shifts your perspective in a different way. And so I think, like, yes, I think going to college is like, anyone who has the opportunity should take it. And it does like impact mental health. It has a lot of impacts on like how, you know, just like your life. It's a, like for me, college consumes my life, but I'm very grateful to like receive an education. And I think learning, no matter like the amount of stress it brings, and I don't want to say no matter, because like if it's like really, you know, taking a toll on your life, then that's definitely something you need to consider. Maybe like going to college isn't the right way to fulfill that like part of your life. But I think for a lot of people, like the learning that you gain at college is something that you, like the learning you have that you do at college is something you're not going to do any other time in your life. And so I think, yeah, I think college is worth it for in most cases.
I had a lot of fun, like genuinely, like I learned a lot from this conversation, and like always love talking with you. But especially with learning too, like we dive deeper into a lot of different ideas and like a lot about our experiences, anthropobio, econ, with me, and just like the pros, the cons, anything and everything about UVA and UMich. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave it there. Yeah, I guess till next time.